In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3, Paul wrote, "I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling." Hi, this is Keith Davey with MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Fear is a normal response in witnessing. When we step out to witness, we are taking a risk. Even Paul experienced such fear. But the risks he experienced were far greater than those we typically face. Consider his last stops before coming to Corinth, the city addressed in today's passage. In Philippi, he was thrown in jail. In Thessalonica, he was almost arrested. In Berea, a riot occurred. And in Athens, he had had a very mixed reception. No wonder he was scared when he showed up in Corinth. Yet fear did not keep him from sharing Christ. He knew that nothing was more important than providing everyone, including the Corinthians, the opportunity to hear and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was worth it, even if they might reject it and reject him. But how about you? What do you fear? Ask God to fill you with His Spirit and the boldness you need to be an effective witness to those who need to hear the gospel. Here's a thought. Spiritual rescue can be a risky endeavor, but it's one that is always worth it. Take a step this week. Courage involves both our attitude and actions. Ask God to give you the courage to initiate a spiritual conversation with one of the individuals on your prayer list. Then, be faithful and take the initiative. Codejourners, connecting you to a life that matters.